Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for small business month savings.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
Bart and Han.
Let's put to rest this notion that LeBron James could have played football. Boo-hoo. My ankle, my butt. Are you kidding me? My ankle, this dude had four weeks off. Right. We would have told him to put some dirt on it or go take some Robitussin, put some tussin on it. LeBron James could never play football. LeBron James is soft.
Barton Hahn, weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It is hour number three of the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, Jordan Kleber, buddy, back over the LaRose studios, taking your calls, taking your tweets, and taking your thoughts on a couple of handful of different things we've been touching on so far today. We'll reset things for you here in a quick second. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, it is Wednesday, which means Cajun Ninja. Jordan, don't they like the Cajun Ninja?
Oh, I'm excited because it was very interesting when I was over at a buddy's house, and we had a few buddies over, go to a house over the weekend, and all of a sudden they pull out some of this spice, and I see a familiar face on it.
The seasoning. Yeah.
Cajun Ninja's very own seasoning. And all my friends just start saying, paya! And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, wait a second.
So when you shake it.
I never even brought it up.
So when you shake it, you have to say paya.
My friends are like, man, I love this guy, Cajun Ninja. Watch all of his videos. I'm like, wait, are you serious?
No.
I'm like, have you listened to the show? He's like, no, I've heard about it.
Well, that's nice of your friends to never listen to you.
Well, I know. It's kind of messed up, but.
It is.
They're busy too.
Oh, are they?
Probably not.
No, exactly.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day!
You can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday hump day is.
Hey, is Shot G in the Digital Underground head coach Sean of the Payton, letting you know you've reached the midway point of your work week. At GCAT_17 on Twitter. What's yours?
At JD Kleber.
That's it?
Correct.
All right. Well, your head was moving around like a muffin. I thought you were about to ask something.
No. At JD Kleber.
JD Kleber, Boo Bear or something.
No.
I don't know.
Pooh Bear.
Peace and happiness forever.
Now, I did dress up as Pooh Bear when I was very, very little.
Snuggles JK at ESPN Radio.
No.
No.
Don't go typing that in.
No. Yeah, I don't know what would pop up if you type in Snuggles Pooh Bear, you know.
I'm up to 560.
What?
On Twitter.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I thought it'd be a little bit higher.
By now,
but
well,
I'm happy.
Your own friends won't listen to you. It's embarrassing. But the Cajun Ninja.
But they know the Cajun Ninja.
They know the Cajun Ninja.
And that's all that matters.
That is all that matters. He will be on coming up at 2:30. Of course, last night, in case you were sleeping or missed it or didn't care.
LeBron with five to shoot. Backing him in. 17-foot follow-away by LeBron is perfect. 95-92, 2:45 remaining in the game.
What a difficult shot. That was great defense by Cam Johnson.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say that's Suns radio.
I don't know. When he made the shot, he emphasized the time.
No, that was more of, he was incredulous.
LeBron around a pick from Anthony Davis. Three by LeBron. Good! And that could be it.
I don't know.
103-94, 45 seconds remaining in the game.
Anyway, not to be outdone.
Schroeder down the middle, kicks it to Anthony Davis. Three-pointer by AD. It's good. What a huge three by Anthony Davis to put the Lakers up six.
You're right.
28 in the game for AD.
You're right. That's same guy. He was excited the first three by LeBron.
Yeah.
I guess he just couldn't believe it went in. He was bricking some good word.
He was sweating it out. It's when the game was a little bit closer.
Look, you know, just because our team doesn't win doesn't mean we don't cover it. Here's LeBron on how he helped AD be AD.
Give him the ball early, often, and always. It's that simple. He responds to games like game one. You know, he's not a guy who talks about it. He's about it. You know, and he goes out and do it. So, you know, give him the ball early, often, and always.
You then compare that bite to your dog, Champ.
Yep. He responds really well. Come here, boy.
Stop it.
Give me the ball. I'll throw it back to you.
That's not what he was saying. He's trying to get him involved and give him confidence.
He was trying to get him involved.
You somehow use that to reference the fact that he's his pet.
Come here, AD.
That's not what he did.
That's a good boy.
Stop. It's less LeBron has to do.
It's unbelievable. You can't even let AD be his own man.
All I'm saying is this morning, 7:20, I put on the TV, getting everything going, and there it is. Rising from the ashes. you think they were down 3-0.
They're still dogging AD.
Sound
bites in there that
where?
Says AD needs to do more for
he
his
needs to do
Jay
more.
Williams. Jay Williams.
Jay Williams still wants him to do more? Oh, my gosh.
I think the reason why both Key and I were frustrated at the stinker game, the first game, wasn't because of the numbers. Like, everybody has bad shooting nights here and there. But sometimes with AD, it's about the effort. It's about the mentality. Last night, we saw aggressive AD. When AD is aggressive, keep that AD all the time. That's the AD we want to see all the time.
Because
that's
motor.
Who AD, and that's what the greats are able to do. That's what the LeBron James is, the Michael Jordan is. These guys are able to do. They're able to keep that mentality all the time. And you see that in the number of post-ups he had last night, which was he had zero post-ups in game one.
Amazing.
Zero post-ups in game one. And he worked inside out.
Wait.
When they play AD inside out, that's as good as this team can be.
Wait, do you remember? Wait, aggressive. Aggressive Zion Williamson. Remember the shot chart that we had up a little while ago? Jake Madison tweeted it out last night. And the number or the
he
shots.
He was aggressive. He lived in the paint all night.
How many shots did he have in the paint?
That is a doctored shot.
He had four.
That is a doctored.
He had.
That's not true.
Four.
That's not true.
Shots in the paint.
Nope.
In the restricted area.
But
when
you're AD and the Lakers, each shot is multiplied times two automatically. Do you know that? So his four shots were really eight in the paint.
And if LeBron said, oh, he did great, then that's then multiplied to then.
All I want to know is there going to be like a back padding Hall of Fame that's going to be inducting me at some point? Because I said yesterday on the show. What did I say yesterday on the show?
First 60 seconds.
First 60 seconds. Who would be going to the free throw line?
Anthony Davis.
How long did it take?
58 seconds.
58 seconds.
I took it off because you were right, and just no need for it to be up anymore.
58 seconds. It's all it took.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Me, mind you, Jay Crowder went to the line as well because of AD's, you know, leg going up into the groin area. They called it a flagrant.
You know what's fun about LA is when you win, you are just lauded. I mean, it's like a Tinker Tate parade all the time, isn't it? Just when you win a game in February, much less one in the postseason, it is like, I mean, what a performance. Now you lose.
The worst basketball team of all time. They can't get their act together. They'll never make
Ball
it
says
out of the
Clippers,
West.
Oof, they didn't win.
Yeah, the Clippers... That's another story.
I mean, when Brian Windhorst, the king scribe himself, comes out and starts talking about stains.
I don't understand what the game plan was. He did not have the team ready to play. He did not have a defensive game plan to put them in a position to win. And he comes out after the game and says he's not concerned, or at least Paul George said that. I mean, that's just a lie. The Clippers almost, I can't believe how little they're getting out of what should be an incredibly special team. The way they let it go down last year and the way they have approached this series, not just when since it started, but what they were doing last week, is just heartless, gutless. Ty Lue has rings as a coach and as a player. Kawhi Leonard has two finals MVPs. Paul George has hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm telling you, this two-year span, if they get knocked out here, will put a stain on them that they will never wash off.
Wow!
Is it just me, or is the Lakers' win getting more traction than the Clippers actually being down 2-0 against the Dallas Mavericks? I mean, it could just be that we've been on the air for the past 2 hours and I haven't been able to see anything, but at the same time, just from what I've been seeing through Twitter and looking behind me on the screen, it's mainly been the Suns and the Lakers game. And I think that the Clippers being down two games to the Dallas Mavericks should be a way bigger story than it is.
I mean, Brian Windhorst, you think the King told him to go off at him, have a little fun on the Clippers' expense?
Oh, yeah. It says it was a shot at Kawhi. Probably say.
Really? Speaking of, you're screaming A.
He came to Los Angeles, convertible, with the New Balance commercials, the crown dangling from the mirror, showing the L.A. signs, basically letting everybody know there's a new king in town, and it ain't LeBron James, because he had just won the title in Toronto. LeBron didn't make the playoffs his first year with L.A., and Kawhi Leonard passed up becoming a Laker to go to the Clippers. So for him to do all of that, to lose after having a 3-1 lead in the Western Conference semifinals, and then to follow that up by getting bounced out of the first round in the playoffs to the Dallas Mavericks, it would be the first time he was the face of the franchise and the leader of a franchise and came up short like this. And trust you me, his reputation would take a hit because of it.
Man. Now, what's interesting.
Wait, hold on. Bart Scott wants his shot.
Oh,
I think he took their soul yesterday. And I think they know. They can say whatever they want. It's not time to panic. They can say whatever they want. They can say whatever they want.
Uh-huh.
Luka has their number. This is going to be the beginning, I believe, of the end. And, you know, Paul George, playoff P, he's supposed to be in a better mental space. He's not finding a way to get it done. Now, it's tough because you look at Kawhi and you look at Kawhi's numbers, 41 points and the assists and the rebounds, and you would think that that would be enough for one star. It should be. But you need other people to be able to come up. I mean, this is supposed to be a great defensive team. They can't give up 127 points.
I mean, it's amazing you look at it on, you know, looking coast to coast. You go to L.A. and the Lakers, I mean, they're a talented team, but you'd say that the Clippers have more talent all around to go further.
You think so?
Yeah, but
I don't know,
man. No one's
Lakers
really
are pretty, dude, some of the moves they made in the offseason.
I know, but no one's getting behind the Clippers, really. And then you look in New York and you think a lot more people would be on the Nets train,
you know,
and all of a sudden now it's the Knicks and the Lakers are the two main teams, even though they're considered probably the worst of the two, and they're each side.
Wendy's not done.
Not only are they disappointing with their intensity level, the tanking that they did last week flabbergasted me. I've never seen a more gutless approach to the playoffs. And again, you can't give me anything about other teams tank. This was a unique situation for reasons I don't need to get into. I've never seen such a gutless thing. I can't believe that a team that employs Jerry West would sign off on something like that.
What he's referring to is it was pretty well known, apparently. They basically played really no-name young players the entire game. Like, they let them maybe get a drink of water and back out. To legitimately play Dallas, because they thought it would be the easier opponent for them. Well, there you go. Of the three games tonight, Washington, Philly, Hawks and Knicks, Grizzlies and Jazz. What excites you the most?
Definitely the Grizzlies. Definitely Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies, Jazz, really?
Grizzlies, Jazz excite me
really?
The most.
So you're not buying into that East Coast type, huh?
No.
No?
I mean, the Knicks game is definitely intriguing.
Wendy has something for you.
This Knicks team was not expected to even make the playoffs, and here they are hosting a first-round playoff series. they're overjoyed. So the scene is perfect for this kind of action. And the thing about it is, Bob, and I think this is going to be the case in this series, the way Trae Young plays puts pressure on the officials, and the officials make calls, and it's going to be a factor in this series. It was one of the reasons why the NBA slapped Nate McMillan with a fine last week when he made a reference to favoritism to the Knicks. The league knows that this is going to be a series where the officiating on Trae Young is huge. So you think there's intensity now? Wait until they come back for a game five, because I'm expecting it to be maybe a 2-2 series coming back to New York, and the Knicks fans are tired of watching Trae Young get whistles for four games.
Right.
That is when we're going to see some edge. But certainly tonight is going to be potentially special.
Much more coming up on the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belts and related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Hey, New Orleans, this is Nate Osborne, head coach of the NOLA Gold, your Major League Rugby team.
Hey, New Orleans, it's Carl Mayer of your NOLA Gold rugby team. The 2021 Major League Rugby season is here.
In the Shrine on Airline, now called the Gold Mine.
The Gold Mine is COVID conscious, so you can spread out around the stadium to enjoy the hard-hitting, non-stop action of Major League Rugby, filled with world-class players.
And mate, the best part is that our season tickets are about the same price as one game in other pro sports. Check us out at NOLAGoldRugby.com or just call 50 Rugby.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Hey, baseball fans, you will be allowed to attend games this season where you sit in pods with your group, and businesses everywhere are also making the gradual shift toward normalcy, which means more hiring. That's where ZipRecruiter comes in. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Only at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/MAX.
How can we be excited about a show where we just talk?
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back to the Sports Hangover. A few more segments left till the end of the show.
How many?
Three.
Oh, I was just testing you. Good job. You are improving. Good job. Man.
Your voice is a little deeper there at the beginning, too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Question of the day has to be basketball related. From what you have seen other teams do in the NBA playoffs, how far are the New Orleans Pelicans from being in that number or spot? Comment or call in 800-998-1003 or tweet at us over on Twitter at ESPN Radio Nova. We have a few responses over on Twitter. Neil says a floor general.
Yeah.
I have to agree with him 100%. David Griffin is officially on the clock over on Twitter.
Right.
Zion has already said a mouthful. So he's taking what Zion said last Friday, and he's running with it.
Some of the things we threw out there in terms of, like, leadership, fighter, effort, Ollie Costell put in from the Bird Rights. He said it, right? Effort, would you say something of that nature?
Yeah.
I know shooting, too. I keep thinking to me, though, just grit. How about the word grit?
Now that's kind of Memphis' thing.
Right. Well, they're in there, and they could be up 2-0 today. But also, Donovan Mitchell. Not happy. He couldn't play. That attitude. That's grit. That's leadership, right? That's the bleep stops here with me. You know, I mean, actually, he said that. We have bleep to take care of. Said it twice, and he finally said it's stuff, so you can kind of figure out the word. That's missing.
Cockiness?
Zion, well, confidence.
Confidence?
Confidence is a big thing. I mean, that was talked about a lot with this team, too. They get their, I mean, Stan Van Gundy said,
I got players worried about a missed shot in the first quarter. It's the third quarter.
Being fed up could be one, to, if you look at it the right way.
Right.
I think for the guys that came from L.A., they should be fed up this offseason, and they should want to do everything in their power.
Something
to
that's
make
interesting,
the
Donovan Mitchell thing. I've never heard somebody kind of call out their organization like that by letting him play, other than you know the Bulls documentary where Michael was like, "I was not happy they told me to sit down," and he was practicing when he shouldn't have been, and all that other stuff. Windhorst had this to say on the Jazz relationship with Donovan Mitchell.
His relationship with the team is damaged right now. Will it be damaged in, 15 days? Will it be damaged in 6 weeks? You know, maybe not. But the way this went down was problematic. And I've heard what people have said, which is that they were just trying to protect him. But the reason that doesn't hold water in this case, in other cases, we know that the players and the training staff are going to be on different pages sometimes. But the reason it doesn't hold water in this case was because they cleared him to practice for 3 consecutive days in scrimmage. And then after they ruled him out, they cleared him to play within 12 hours of holding him out, and the game wasn't for 48 hours. They pretty much admitted that they had botched the way they'd handled this.
Yeah. So, that's interesting, huh? I saw a text or two already in a tweet. Utah. Yay. That Donovan Mitchell would look real good in the Pelicans. You imagine Donovan and Zion?
I don't want. We're doing this again.
We are doing this again. So, early in the week it was Damian, now it's Donovan.
It's not going to happen.
I know. But, I mean, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? Do you take Donovan Mitchell?
Gosh, is that a question?
Well,
it's one of those. It's okay. I'm looking at you like Russell Westbrook inside the locker room.
Oh,
remember that where
that one
where the reporter asked him a dumb bleeping question.
Yeah.
And he's just like, "What?
What
is that?"
So it's literally one of those. What?
It's like, yeah. Come on, bro.
Okay, Darius, what you got for us today on the Sports Hangover?
Man, what's up, bro? You know I couldn't pass up this topic y'all got today. Let's eat it up.
Let's do it.
Y'all see, come on. Y'all see how far the Pelicans are? Mm-hmm. Man, look. Can we start with as far as the East is from the West? Y'all ever caught that the GNO bridge from the East side to the West side?
Mm-hmm.
Man, this team don't even have an identity, dude. We like the Saints.
Right. I'm writing that down. What is your identity? Okay, identity.
Yeah, we like the Saints when they had Jim Dombrowski. And all of them dudes, you know, before we started being halfway decent.
Hey, winning 10-3 still was a win. Dude, he's right, though. See, you weren't even around.
I don't remember, so I'm grateful.
Jordan wasn't born, Darius, but yes, the Saints' offensive philosophy was field goals are points, too.
That's right. Like, that's why Mark Anderson got that record.
Dude, I remember literally rooming with Bobby Hebert during training camp, and we talked about this. He was like, no, my job is to not turn the ball over and let Morton Anderson kick a field goal. Like, can you imagine in today's NFL, go up to Pat Mahomes. Pat, I that's great you can throw it behind your back. Can you just get us into field goal range? I mean, that's incredible.
Hey, we were a bookie's dream back in the day. Not to mention, if you played the pool back in the day and you had the Saints at 3 and any other team at whatever number, you felt good about having the
you
Saints,
did.
Right?
3, 6, 9, and 12.
But look.
There was a good chance you hit on one of them. Yeah.
On one quarter for sure with the Saints with 3. But you can almost get the Pelican paper bags out because, this management. Come on, man. This management don't even have an idea about getting the right pieces in place.
I'll say this.
What broke down J.J. Redick?
Okay, well, I'm glad you went there because that's what I was going to say. Darius, I think they did have an idea. Idea 2021 just didn't work. it did, right? They're like, sort of like you write a script for season 1 of the Kleberry, Goosey, and Darius show, and it either hits or it doesn't, and we tinker it, right? I mean, we either this character worked or this character didn't. No one, I mean, seriously, what Family Matters? Who knew Urkel would be the star? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, as the series went on, Urkel became the central point of the character. Same thing,
yeah.
With Friends. I mean, Ross, I can't stand that guy. But for women and relationships, his will he eventually get with Rachel thing made that thing last for 8 years.
Sure.
I was like, no way in life that guy is dating Rachel. seriously, right? But it hit. But you had to sort of get to there. Legitimately, he looked at it like this. We have some young pieces. Let's see if one or two develop. Let's see if our draft picks take a step. We'll draft this guy to learn in Kyra. And veterans like Bledsoe, who, again, I will challenge you. Go to Jiffy and just type Eric Bledsoe. First off, you're not going to find one in a Pelicans uniform. But every other highlight, Jordan, am I lying?
Oh, yeah, it's a big play.
I did it with him. Oh, I'm not even joking. Go type Jiffy, Eric Bledsoe. My man's blocking shots, knocking down threes, dunking on people. I don't know who that is. But
he must be in Space Jams or something. That's what I'm getting at.
I think he thought, let's do a mixture of young and veteran. JJ will, I'm sorry, how many points did he have the game before he played the Pelicans, Jordan?
Two.
How many? Two?
Two.
What is he known for?
Three-point shooter.
Exactly. The guy didn't make a three this year. So, you know, I mean, he sat there and said, you know, Bledsoe, if he's Bledsoe, well, Bledsoe, and Redick's this three-point guy, and some of the young pieces maneuver, and Ball doesn't wait till, like, March to play well. I mean, it's, you know.
Or actually play.
Or play. But my point is, then that was the plan. It didn't work. So now, as he said at the end of the season, now you hold him to it. And he said,
well,
it didn't work.
Mike Tyson said it. Everybody got a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
There you go. There you
That is very true. That is very true. That's right. That's right. That is such a very true statement.
Because you said something good, man. We might have to get us a little segment going on or something, man.
Oh, you want in, Darius?
Hey, for a small percentage, that's all it takes, bro. I ain't hard to please.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Jordan, you're done soon, aren't you?
With school?
Yeah.
I'm in summer. He said percentage,
so he wouldn't take an internship. Darius, let's see what happens, man. We'll see.
As you see, I'm trying to grab a nickel from Gus whenever he's flipping the coin.
I do have a nickel right here.
Gus the man, John. You already know. You better grab more than a nickel.
Oh, here it is. Here's my nickel. There it is.
He's playing around with my daily salary.
Here it is. Here's your nickel for your
dad. Everything in Louisiana is community property, so Gus got to tread lightly.
That is true.
I got to look out for my buddy.
Thank you, Darius.
Darius, great phone call.
Hey, man. Y'all have a good one, bro.
For sure, man. Take care. I legitimately feel that. I think there was a plan, just didn't work. You know?
No team goes into the season with
shooting,
no plan.
Shooting, toughness, basketball IQ. That's a lot to go find now, or to fix or create. But I've always said this. Failure stinks. Some kinds of failure hurt. Right? Jordan, when your girl that you snapped didn't return your call.
Yeah, that it hurts.
Going through a divorce. I'm on take two. I mean, some failures hurt. Some failures are good. Sometimes things at that very second that go, man, this stinks. You look back on it and go, whoa, that was the best thing that ever happened. My wife's a prime example. Very happy where she works now, right? Where she wasn't, not so much. And it worked out well, you know? So things happen. But in all of those circumstances, good, bad, or whatever, if you learn from it, failure isn't a bad thing. Why are you smirking? I'm giving you some advice.
It's good advice. I'm just laughing.
But you're laughing.
I have Todd's voice right now in the background.
Wow.
Goostradamus, the weatherman.
Yeah. And now I'm a psychologist.
GM,
yes.
Goosey, and now life coach.
I am a life coach.
I've lived a lot of life. I just have Todd's.
Yes.
I hear Todd right now.
But it's very true, isn't it? It's very true.
Yeah, it's true. What you're saying is true.
Because successful people learn from failure. People that don't learn from failure, refuse to see failure for what it is, it's impossible to succeed. Dell Dems. I mean, just other people that refuse to see failure or something, and you have to have pride. You have to have pride. Pride, confidence, all that. But you also need to learn to swallow it sometimes. Right? I mean, No one likes to fail. No one likes to not be good at something that you think you are. David Griffin has to go. You know what? It didn't work. We'll try again. So we'll see what happens. Cajun Ninja up next. What do you think he's cooking? We'll talk to him, and apparently his celebrityism with Jordan's friends. Sports Hangover next on ESPN New Orleans. Unemployment agency,
all I can call. I check the morning, but they're just... It's so on. The Sirius XM Listen Free event is happening now. Just press the sat button in your car to hear over 100 channels, including ad-free music of every kind, plus sports play-by-play and talk-in news for everyone. Enjoy even more free when you download the SXM app. Hear expertly curated podcasts, ad-free extra channels of music for any mood, Sirius XM video, and the ability to create your own Pandora music stations. Don't miss out. Listen free now.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a park ranger, but the only quotes they'd probably give you would be about the beauty of a fallen leaf or ripples in a pond, not the kind that could save you money on your policies. Or you could talk to your local Geico agent, who's an expert navigator of the insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a Geico agent near you.
The trained soldiers of the Army National Guard are a new generation of leaders called to serve and make a difference. Do you want to make a difference? During our Hiring Days event, May 10th to June 14th, we're hiring highly motivated candidates for part-time careers in the Army National Guard. You can work or attend college full-time while you earn a paycheck and great benefits. Learn more about serving part-time in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com/hiringdays.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I can imagine it now. Picture it and hear it right now. Jordan's friends cranking up their radios, their headphones on their phone, listening to the TuneIn radio app, you name it. Cajun Ninja joins us on Wednesdays. Cajun Ninja.
I'm telling you, they're not tuned in for me.
No, and I would like to it's all about you, but more importantly, Jordan's friends, they think you're the man.
Yeah, they were absolutely this whole weekend when I was hanging out with them. They're just saying, paya. And I was like.
Apparently you have to do that when you shake the seasoning.
Yeah,
didn't
they grabbed the seasoning and they were just screaming, paya.
Yeah, I didn't know. Is that because of the video? Cajun Ninja, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how we doing, guys? I was just going to let y'all keep going, man. Y'all was just, y'all was in such a good little segment here of meshing. I was like, you know what? Paya is bringing everybody together. Even Jordan, the intern, and Gus are coming together because of paya.
Yeah, he sends me a photo, and it, you know, there you are, smiling back at me, and I love the can, I love the colors on it, you know, it's Carver's favorite color, red, and all that, it's just great, and he's like, do you have Cajun Ninja's number? I'm like, yeah, what you need? You know, I didn't want him to bother you, Cajun Ninja, you know, so I had to vet the question first, and then he's like, my friends think he's cool. and they're using your seasoning. And like, hey man, if they're using your product, man, I thought it was okay for the intern to give you a buzz.
Look, I've talked on the phone with Jordan enough here now that I think we are mutually friends. The only thing I felt bad about, I think, was Jordan hit me up like in the middle of my Taekwondo lessons with all my students. So I didn't answer him back for a couple hours, probably leaving him on the edge there. Oh, no, what did we do?
No, you were fine. Uh-huh. I was still with my buddy, so whenever you respond, I was like, look, you responded.
Oh, so, wait a minute. Did you use Cajun Ninja to like, For clout? Did you like, look, no. I know, because like they're all like, he's cool, I see his videos, and then Jordan goes,
I might have wanted a little bit of pull.
Jordan just turns the iPhone Max and goes,
I got the hookup.
Cajun Ninja, did you know you had this kind of influence?
You know, look, Gus, people tell me things like that, but more often than not, I just think to myself, at some point, people are going to go, all right, we've had enough of this guy. So I just hang on to what I can. I'm very humbled by it. So to me, I'm just lucky to be able to text Jordan back and say, hey, what's up?
I'm watching you pour the seasoning on a little hamburger patty here because my child loves grilled cheeses. And you got like a Texas toast size grilled cheese. You got meat in there. You're chopping onions. Wait, are you a grilled cheese fan? I mean, you call it the patty melt. It looks like a grilled cheese. Is there a difference, patty melt, grilled cheese?
Oh, so the patty melt is basically the grilled cheese of hamburgers, right?
Okay.
And it's basically making grilled cheese but slapping a well-seasoned burger in between the two pieces of bread. You know, you grill up some onions or saute some onions so they're caramelized. I made a pepper mayo for that sandwich, used some American cheese, some pepper jack cheese. And what really happens is that buttery toast, all that melted cheese, those caramelized soft onions, it just kind of melts in your mouth as you take a bite. And it's a winner, that's for sure.
You classed it up. It's a lot better than my 6 p.m. He should have been in the shower about 10 minutes ago. Here's two slices of bread with cheese. I'll throw it on a griddle real quick to warm it up here. Eat it, son. One of the things that I find interesting about all these different elements of it, you mentioned like with the sauce and it's, is it almost like a burger where you can sort of throw in different fixings and mixings, or is a melt cheese based? You get what I'm getting at? Like a grilled cheese to me is a different type of cheese. It's obviously pepper jack, different things. Like, is the cheese the central figure of a patty melt?
You know, I think, Gus, when it comes to a patty melt, you want to have kind of the basic, kind of like a gumbo, right? You want to have at least a roux and your spinach and whatnot. But what you throw in beyond that, you know, make it your own, you know, start painting the picture however you like, pull out whatever type of brush you want to stir it and go from there. So, yeah, you could definitely throw in some jalapeno peppers, some mushrooms. You can mix up the cheese, have a smoked Gouda. You know, I think everybody should try to make this burger based upon their preference. And, look, I threw in the paella seasoning to call it the paella patty melt. But, look, at the end of the day, use whatever favorite Cajun or Creole seasoning you love and go from there.
For sure. I think one of the other elements that I saw in this, too, and I we might have talked about it. I think you've mentioned it. Fryings. That's fries and onion rings. Like, help me out here because it sounds great. Are you talking about legitimately grabbing, like, potatoes and onions and frying them together, like, mashed up? Or, like, what's a frying?
Okay, well the fring, all right? They call it frings.
Frings, Jesus, there we go. Yes, frings.
Got started because Burger King had posted on Instagram, Real Talk, Who Does This? And it was the Whopper with fries on the Whopper.
Right.
And then, so I put in the comments, not thinking anything of it. I'm just commenting. And I put, Real Talk, when you're going to make fring, a mix of the French fries and onion rings. And then I put like a drool emoji. Like, you know, sometimes you just want a little bit of both, man. Like, so make that a menu item. Let's say, hey, I'll take a medium fring. And then I get a little best of both worlds.
It's interesting. Sometimes, I want to say one of the last few times I've gone to Burger King, you do sometimes get that. Like, there's an onion ring in my fries, you know? So I guess it would make a lot of sense to just kind of have it like that. Are you talking about a mix that you kind of put together, right? You're not talking about just, like, one mixture of something. You're talking a fry, a onion ring, but they come in a little thing that you put in the burger.
Yeah, for sure, man. Like,
I got
I'm talking about, like, a medium order of frings, and it's just a mix of fries and onion rings.
Gotcha.
Every once in a while, yeah, you get that onion ring, and
yep,
it's the gift you didn't know you need that day. You know, it just puts you in a good mood, and you're like, oh, I didn't even ask for this, but here it is. But would you have the option to do it? It'd be something that people would capitalize on for sure.
Well, it's funny you say that because Burger King responded with, that's a pretty good idea. So, Jordan, we may not hear from the Cajun Ninja anymore since you may go corporate real soon and it'll be too busy for us.
Yes.
But that's always a good idea. It's funny you say that because I joke and I tease Jordan a lot with this, that he won't put bacon on his burger. Is there one thing you refuse to put on a burger? Cajun Ninja?
Oh man, that's a good question, Augusta. If there's anything I probably would never put on a burger, it'd be olives.
Olives.
You know, because
I love olives, but I don't think I've ever put it on the burger. You're right.
I wouldn't put them there. I mean, you know, You're asking me, but like, I mean, outside the norm of all the regular condiments, I mean, I would pretty much try them all. But Olives to me is a bit much. I probably wouldn't put cilantro on a burger either.
Mm-hmm. You've done the avocado, huh?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. That's kind of like a California burger or something.
I've started liking avocado a lot more recently.
Well, there you go. Classing yourself up there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
That's really nice there. Just
whatever.
When are we putting bacon on your burger?
Not ever, anytime
Why
soon.
Why don't you put bacon on a burger?
The Cajun Ninja doesn't.
Yeah, I think we discussed this, Gus.
We already did, yes.
Yeah, I eat a burger with bacon. I'm not saying I'm opposed to it, but I don't necessarily do it. I find bacon is so strong and unique on its own that it kind of takes away from, you know, the natural flavors of the burger itself.
Exactly.
I even did a burger contest one time where the top three in the contest, they came to the main judges, which was the table I sat at, and one of the burgers was like this bacon burger, and it was loaded with bacon. And the other judges saw me like pulling the bacon off the burger, and they're like, what are you doing? I said, hey, this is a burger contest, not a bacon contest.
Exactly. Leave that for breakfast.
Wow. Okay. That is fine. That's fine. I can still try to convince you to have bacon on your burger, Jordan, one day.
And other stuff. I mean, it's fine, but not on a burger.
All right. So you did mention onion rings, and this is along those lines of your preference, isn't it? I know people that love shoestring onion rings, the thick batter, the, you know, not so thick batter. Do you have a preference what kind of onion rings? Do you like the thicker the better? You know, ones like when you go to certain places at restaurants, they pile like 12 of them is about literally 12 inches high. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you know, I've had them good kind of several different ways. But if I had to like lean on one, it would probably be the string style onion rings. I love being able just to grab like a handful of those and then dip them in some ranch, you know, and throw them down. You just kind of get a really good blend of onion ring and batter. And I also find that the onion tends to, like, you know, really get a lot more tender when it's smaller and fried like that. And some of those larger onion rings, they're just not cooked enough and it's too crunchy of an onion.
Very good point. Very good point. Oh, fries. I like me some shoestring fries. I do. I like crinkle fries, too. I like waffle fries. I'm a big fry. I very rarely I don't care for those. I probably would say steak fries would be my least favorite.
I think we cannot rule out the dark horse of the fried potato here, and that would be the tater tot.
Tater tot.
I could kill a few tater tots right now.
Can't go wrong.
Have you ever done like a tater tot casserole or something where you use like tater tots to layer things instead of like tortillas and stuff?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying, actually. You know, like I've seen like kind of like a play on shepherd's pie with the tater tot. I've seen tachos, which is like tater tot nachos. Oh. You know, the tater tot is very versatile and it's very much the dark horse of the fried potato side dish.
Cajun Ninja just has it all figured out. I feel like we're just living in his world.
Well, I mean, we kind of are, you know. We appreciate
that. Like I said, we need to go to his house one
day.
Here
we go again.
Have a live show.
Now I know what this is about, Cajun Ninja. First off, last week he shamelessly invited himself to your place. I know what this is. It's not enough that he can turn his phone and show his friends that he knows you. Now he wants to be like,
I want to have
check this out. He's going to group FaceTime everybody, and you're going to be in the background pie-eyeing, and then it will be like, oh, Jordan's at the Cajun Ninja's house. That's what this is about.
I just want to try his food.
Is that what this is? That's awesome. But no, seriously, Cajun Ninja, man, the seasoning, man, where can we get some?
Oh, man, it's right now I've been very lucky with all over South Louisiana. It's in a few places in Mississippi and Alabama as far as every Rouse's location. It's in Canadas down in Houma, in Labarese out towards, I think that's Metairie or Marrero. You know, Lafayette, you got Hilo's and Little Veron's. You know, there's Carter's and Denham Springs. I feel bad, man, because I could sit here all day and just rattle off all the places, you know, but to really, you know, think of them all. Oh, Nunu's in Lafayette is there. I could sit here probably for the next 20 minutes. Well, maybe not that long, but at least 10, probably rattling off all the places that it's in. But, you know, I try to share it on my Facebook page. So if you've been following that, you can see where all the new places are. And and I'm still in talks with a lot more. I'm trying to work out, deals to get it in Texas right now because there's a very strong following there. I'm very, humbled by that, and hopefully I can get it there. But, yeah, it's in various stores throughout Louisiana.
That's awesome, man. One day we'll chat, like, what goes into making a seasoning, I'm interested about that. Like, legitimately, you got to think about it, right? I mean, it's a mixture of things that you've done. What goes into it? Is it something that you think you can use across the board? Is it specific? Because you have different types of seasoning, right? And, some stuff you use on seafood, outdoors, and the one, I guess, that markets the best is probably something you can use all the time,
Yeah, it's very hard because you're, like we always talk about, everyone has a preference, right? So it's hard to find the right spice level, the right amount of saltiness, the right amount of other flavors.
Let's do that one show. I'd love to know the process of that. Like, how many times that you have to, taste a handful of season and be like, "Whoa, no, yes, ooh, that's salty," or this and that. Like, did you have to go through that process? I'd love to know,
Oh, for sure. I get my wife, she credit on the can and the story on there because she had to taste a lot of them, too.
That's awesome. Cajun Ninja's always, man, appreciate the time. Thank you for the conversation. Tell everybody, farewell.
Facebook, we'll see you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi-ya!
There it is. Cajun Ninja on Wednesdays. Up next, you know who else we talk to on Wednesdays?
Mike.
From Men's Total Health. We'll chat with him next on ESPN New Orleans.
What are you doing?
Teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodeau Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
One injury that is sure to interrupt participation in athletic activity is injury to the anterior cruciate ligament. This is commonly known as an ACL tear. The ACL is considered the athletic ligament of the knee. It functions to resist anterior tibial translation and rotational loads.
Both contact and non-contact ACL injuries occur, although non-contact tears and ruptures are most common. A cut and plant movement is the typical mechanism that causes an ACL tear, that being a sudden change in direction or speed with the foot firmly planted. Rapid deceleration moments, including those that involve planting the affected leg to cut and change direction, have also been linked to ACL injuries, as well as landing from a jump, pivoting, twisting, and direct impact to the front of the tibia.
Female athletes are more susceptible to ACL injuries due to biomechanical factors. So coaches of female athletes especially should incorporate ACL prevention exercises into workout routines. Prevention programs should be started in the off season, well before the playing season begins.
Always warm up before playing. It is important to get blood circulating to the muscles before starting a game or practice.
Being flexible enough to move freely can help you maintain ideal form. Include stretches for your thighs, calves, and hips. And pay particular
develop body awareness through strengthening the hips, core, and thighs. A variety of squats and lunges are a couple of exercises that can build strength. Using proper technique is crucial.
Develop body awareness through balance. Many injuries occur when an athlete is off balance. Like anything, balance gets better with practice. Begin with sturdy surfaces and advance to uneven footing.
Run to a line or cone. Plant your outside foot without letting your knee collapse inward to change direction. Move in patterns that take you front to back, side to side, and diagonally. Start by running slowly so you can concentrate on good position.
Always jump, land, stop, and move with your knees directly over your feet. Begin by jumping straight upward several times. Spring up, then land with your feet and knees pointing straight ahead. Careful not to let your knees buckle inward. Let your knees bend softly each time you land. Practice proper landing technique until it becomes second nature. Keep your knees bent, your chest high, your glutes back, and land softly.
Remember, quality workouts are the key to keeping you safely in the game. Adequate sleep, rest days, and alternating hard workouts with easier workouts are all important strategies to help reduce your risk of injury and make you a strong, powerful athlete.
If you have questions about injury prevention strategies, please contact us at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional at 985-493-4502, 493-4502, or www.thibodeau.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodaux Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit Thibodaux.com.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
May 26th, Jordan, next month, the month of June. Could that be the month that I finally get to practice on being a medical professional? Drawing your blood and seeing how your testosterone levels
are. Ooh. I don't know.
Mike from Men's Total Health joins us as he does on Wednesday. So what happens once I hopefully hit the right, it's a vein, right? It's like blue or something, or what exactly am I hitting in his arm?
Like, is he gonna kill my
Can
vein?
Can you, like, I've seen, like, in plastic surgery, Mike, where they use, you know, like one of those Markerlock pens or whatever, and they draw on the patient's skin.
You can do that.
Can you draw,
sure,
like a circle with an X as to where I need to stick the needle in?
That'll work, and we'll have that.
Right, well, there you go. So once I do that, and it goes in a little vial, you'll tell me when to stop, right? I think you twist it and it closes off.
I'm getting weak
then
talking
I hand
about
it,
it.
Well, then I hand it off to you, and while I'm tying up the arm, hopefully to get it to stop bleeding, where do you, what do you do with that blood? What kind of info do you get from that?
So what we do is we take that blood, and we get a couple of things. We get a full array of labs to include complete metabolic panel, complete blood count. We check the pituitary markers, we check your testosterone, your estrogen, we check your lipids, we check your vitamin D, and we check a lot of other things just to see a complete look at what's going on with you and your body. In the clinic, we'll get your testosterone back within about 15 minutes. And that, at that point, we can kind of make a determination in some cases that, hey, this is something that could be in your future that you have a problem with, and we can figure this out. And we can get you back on track, especially if you have those associated symptoms of hypogonadism, low testosterone, fatigue, decreased libido, some erectile dysfunction, the lack of doing things you used to like to do, weight gain. Those are all symptoms that could be something that's going on with you. Here's the real deal, Gus. The problem is that guys go through life and they think, you know what, I'm in my last years. I'm providing for my family. I got kids. I got a wife. I got a lot to do. I'm supposed to feel this way. Then look at their peers, and they realize, really, Bob doesn't look like that. Joe doesn't look like that. What's going on? And the reality is it could be as simple as a hormonal imbalance that we can fix. Mm-hmm. And usually, like, in about 6 to 12 weeks, when we got them back on track, they're feeling good, I flip a switch. And next thing you know, they're feeling better. They have a better quality of life. And they feel like, you know what, I got hope. And a lot of people feel lost with this. Sometimes it's a tough conversation, especially when you're dealing with ED and sexual performance issues. But you have to have that conversation not only with yourself, but with a medical provider like us at Men's Total Health that can really listen and understand what's going on with you and come up with a real individualized plan for you. And that's what we're here for.
Yeah, no doubt. At the very least, too, information, right, Mike? I mean, that's kind of the thing that we always talk about every time we chat, man. It's just the more you know, the better you know. Like when Jordan does wake up from consciousness with the ammonia pills, since I maybe drew one too many vials, you're going to give him a number on that testosterone level. You're going to tell him if it's high or low because you did that to me. I didn't know what 110 or 20. You know what a low number and a high number is. What is that number?
Yeah, so we look at 350 and above as something that's typically normal in most guys, and 350 and below is abnormal. Now, we don't just come up with these numbers. American Urology Association, the Chronology Association of America, they all have specific guidelines and criteria. And, you know, doing this for over a decade now, we know at that level, it shouldn't be that way. There's something going on, whether it's something hereditary that is going to happen to you as you age, or is there something secondary, things like sleep apnea, chronic disease, chronic alcohol, chronic marijuana, chronic pain pill use. An array of a lot of things that can cause a secondary, but we've got to figure that out. And then once we do, we treat it and we get you back on track. And that's what we're really good at doing here at Men's Total Health.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to the next time we come out there, man, do a live show. And like I said, I'll, Jordan,
oh, no.
Tap that elbow right there and just...
I'll let Mike do it, but I don't know if I'm going to let your little hands touch me.
Well, look, I mean, he's going to be observing, just like, you know, when he had to go through school and all that.